This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. It's about access and inclusion. Today, we're going to look at a pilot program that's aimed at enhancing access to transportation options to everyone, but particularly older adults and underserved populations. Our guest is Allison Peterson. Allison serves as Community Development Manager for the AARP Ride at 50 Plus program in Washtenaw County. And thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, this is a new program. This launched in December of 2020. What was the genesis of the program locally? How was it determined there was a significant need in the community?
Yeah, so here in Washtenaw County, as in so many places, there are a great many gaps in transportation access. You know, buses, taxis, and rideshare services are widely available in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, but what about the more rural parts of the county? And what about people for whom the cost of transportation is a barrier?
Right.
So this program was piloted. It started 2 years ago in Columbia, South Carolina, and was very successful there, and started 6 months ago in Dallas, Texas. And the AARP took a look around and said, hey, Washtenaw County is another place where we think this program could be beneficial. So here we are.
So launching a program in the midst of a pandemic has to present some challenges, including how to provide services when social distancing and public health mandates limit personal contact. How do you overcome that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and certainly something we thought a lot about. So the first part of launching this program is really laying the groundwork. So having a couple months to reach out to community organizations and let them know that we're here and this is what we want to do. We were able to do that during the pandemic. So just sort of, you know, get the word out and lay the groundwork and start talking to transportation providers about the program. And then, you know, even during a pandemic, people still need to access medical care. They still need to access the pharmacy. They still need to access food and nutrition, grocery stores or food pantries. So what we did is we have launched this pilot with essential rides only. So we can give rides for medical appointments, for pharmacy trips, and for anybody that needs to access food or nutrition, however that may be, whether it's congregate meal services or food pantries or trips to the grocery store. On the other side of this pandemic, you know, we're still very much in the tunnel, but when we get out of the tunnel, this ride can be available. The service is available for anything, any place that people want to go. But for now, we are giving rides for essentials only.
So I want to talk about those who decided to jump on board and help and make sure that this program became accessible. As you reached out and starting talking to these transportation services and other service organizations, was the response 100% affirmative, or was everybody excited to participate?
Everybody was really excited. Yeah, I think that everybody recognizes here that there are these barriers to transportation. And it's just a challenge that everybody faces, and people have not really been able to solve it. So Washtenaw County is kind of interesting in that, you know, you have Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and then you have these more rural areas. So there's a lot of smaller transportation providers operating out in these rural areas. And what this program does is knits the whole county together so that, you know, these smaller services out in the rural areas aren't operating in silos. They're all together on one platform, you know, everywhere from, you know, Dexter to Chelsea to Manchester to Stockbridge to Willis.
So there's no part of the county untouched at this point.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's sort of the beauty of this program, is that there's transportation for all in Washtenaw County. And, you know, all of the providers that have come on board are really excited about it, too, because this is a way for them to increase ridership, and their ridership has really been decimated as well by COVID.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the AARP Ride at 50 Plus pilot program that is enhancing transportation access in the community. Allison Peterson is Community Development Manager for the program. You had mentioned about some of these almost dire needs when it comes to medications, addressing food insecurity. Being stuck without transportation actually creates a myriad of problems that, if unaddressed, compound upon one another, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, a lot of times people that don't have a way to get to medical appointments, say, are most often the most chronically ill patients. And so for them, just having a ride can improve their life in so many ways because they have access to the care that they need or to the food that they need or to prescriptions that they need. So a lot of times people's needs are about much more than a ride. It's about the whole picture of health and well-being for an individual.
You know, I think most of us take transportation for granted. When you don't have it, I imagine the sense of gratitude is ever present for a service like this. I know the program is new, but are you starting to get feedback and hear stories about members of the team and those who are providing these services creating relationships with those they're helping?
Yeah, absolutely. We, in fact, did a ride just a couple weeks ago for a woman. She's 90 years old, and she had an appointment at a local health clinic. And before COVID, she had been relying on friends and family to drive her to her appointments. Well, her friends and families are all frontline workers, and, you know, they weren't comfortable giving her rides anymore to her appointments. The Ride at 50 Plus program stepped in, and, you know, she's been having rides with the same provider to and from her medical appointments. And another really cool aspect of the program is that there are volunteer drivers. And so volunteer drivers, not only is it a really low price point for a ride, but these are people who, you know, are really in it because they want to build these relationships. So a lot of the volunteer drivers will have regular passengers, if you will, that they really build a relationship with and really get to know. And for someone who is homebound, you know, it's really nice to have somebody regularly to take them to where they need to go. And it becomes about much more than just a ride.
I love hearing stories like that. You know, when things seem dark and dire, you hear stories like this and you realize how much good is really going on in the community and between community members.
That really is the truth. Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there that really want to make an impact in our community and, you know, really want to help people find independence and health and hope. It's been really inspiring seeing the connections this program has made so far in Washtenaw County, and I just I'm so looking forward to seeing it grow.
We're talking with Allison Peterson on WEMU's Washtenaw United. She is Community Development Manager for the AARP Ride at 50 Plus program in Washtenaw County. Nuts and bolts for just a minute. If I need to utilize your services, how do I go about arranging that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there are three ways to access the Ride at 50 Plus program. People can call a toll-free number. That number is 844-900-4892 and speak to one of our call center agents. The second way they could use the program is to visit our website at aarp.org/book-a-ride, and the platform will guide them into creating an account and booking a ride. And the third way is to download the Phoenix app on a smart device through the iOS or Android app stores. So yeah, call, click, or tap. There's three ways to use the program.
How efficient. Call, click, or tap. I love it.
Yeah. So there's kind of two ways the program is used in the community. Community organizations such as medical clinics or hospitals, senior residences, community centers, faith-based organizations, shelters, and social service agencies, they can use the program to book rides for those constituents who are most in need. And then individuals can use the program on their own as well to source affordable local transportation and book and pay for those rides all in one place.
You had mentioned that rides right now are limited to essential services. Would that include access to getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
Absolutely. Yep. And that's one of the things we are talking about here in Washtenaw County is figuring out how we can use this program to increase access to vaccination appointments because, you know, once we have enough vaccination doses here in Washtenaw County, it's of no use if people can't get to those appointments. So that is something we've been tossing around and reaching out to community partners to say, hey, how can we work together to get people to those critical appointments?
We had mentioned this is a pilot program. Is it the expectation it will become a permanent program?
That is the hope, yeah. And based on the success in South Carolina and Dallas and our, you know, our early successes here in Washtenaw County, absolutely. The intent is to be here for a long, long time, if not forever.
paint me a word picture, if you don't mind, of what you see the program becoming once we're beyond the pandemic and full service can be provided.
I really see this program as a program that gives hope, that gives possibilities, that provides connections. So, you know, people can use this program to get to anywhere they need to go, and whether that's dinner with a family member or to a Tuesday night gathering, to religious services, anywhere that people need to go, this program will allow them to get there. And in doing so, you know, it really empowers people to age in place and maintain independence and reduce isolation. It's about making connections, and it's about empowering people.
Allison, thank you so much for the time today. I find this program very inspiring, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Allison Peterson. She serves as Community Development Manager for the AARP Ride at 50 Plus program. For more information on the program and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.